with Greg James.
Well, this is unbelievably exciting. It is happening. I should probably start by introducing myself. My name is Greg James, and I love radio more than anything else in the whole world. It is the best thing. It is there when you're happy. It's there when you're sad. It cheers you up. It makes you laugh. It sums up moments in your life. And this is the most famous radio show in the world, and it's a privilege to share it with you every morning. If you've been listening for years, hello. Nice to be back on. And you know what we can get up to together. If you're new, welcome. I hope you like it. We should get on with it, shouldn't we, really? There's a lot in today's show. I've been preparing it for about 20 years. It's full, okay? Right. First things first. Music. First song. Everyone's like, oh, what's it gonna be? What's your first song gonna be? It's gonna set the tone, it's gonna set the mood, it's gonna be remembered. What's the first song? I don't want to pick the first song. I don't want to do it. It's down to you. You're a huge part of the show. You should pick the first song. So get your phones out right now. We're going to do this. 30 seconds on the clock. 81199. What is the first song on the brand new Radio 1 Breakfast Show? Let's do it. I've got all the texts coming into me here. What I'll do after the 30 seconds is finished, I will freeze the text screen. The one song at the top of that list. We're going to start off with one song. What's it going to be? It could be awful. Who knows what it will be? It could be Barbie Girl. There's no snobbery here. We'll play it. What are we going to have? They're all coming in. I'm on thousands and thousands and thousands. Okay, first choice will be... Let's have a look. Okay, first choice. Picked by, who's this? Let me have a look at the name. It's going to be Levels by Avicii.
Okay.
Levels by Avicii will be the first choice on the brand new Radio 1 Breakfast Show. There's no name been put on this. You're going to be gutted if that's you, because you had a moment right now and you've blown it. But your number finishes with 229, whoever you are. Do we have it in the system? Is it there? Of course it's there. First choice on the show today will be this. Let's get on with it.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
A good start. All right, good. 20 to 7. One from you, one from me, then we'll get on with it. Good morning to you all, 6:45. I'm ready. I hope you are. Florence and the Machine, that is Shake It Out.
One. Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Okay, between now and 10. I mentioned there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. And thank you for all your messages so far. I mean, it's an unbelievable swell. And I feel it, so thank you. We're in this together. It's a laugh, isn't it? Oh, by the way, it was Alex. It was Alex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alex, yeah. So Alex was the first person. He was the anonymous Avicii person. So I said he was going to be gutted because Alex from Oldham didn't put his name on the first text for the first song, but that was yours, my friend. On the show, then, we'll find out about my first guest next. A lot of chat about the first song. It was like... betting companies wondering what the first song was going to be. If you did Avicii, then congratulations. First guest is a big talking point as well. We'll speak to Lauren next, who's got an idea. She's been in touch with me before the show started and went, I've got an idea for your first guest. So we'll talk to her in a second. Elsewhere, I have... brace yourselves. I have personally arranged for... the Red Arrows to do a display before 10 a.m. Okay? Not even joking. I also, on this piece of paper, have Calvin Harris's phone number. And somebody, hopefully, will be able to speak to Calvin Harris at some point during today's show. I'll explain about that later. And if there's anything I've missed, if you want to say hello and get involved, 81199 is the text number. At BBCR1 on Twitter as well. And stick around because I think you're going to like what's happening next.
Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
Karina, hello. She says, Gregory, you're a new pal on the drive to work. She says, welcome along. Well, thank you very much. Aura and Camel Fat, Panic Room, 10 to 7. Lauren!
Good morning!
You've got an idea for the first guest, haven't you?
Well, with it being a breakfast show, we thought maybe someone to wake you up in the morning, and I think this guest would be absolutely perfect for that because they sort of already do it now. So why not wake the nation up?
Interesting. So you're saying that you have a potential very loud guest for us?
Yes, and their voice travels for miles.
How many miles?
Approximately 5 miles.
Is it Nick Grimshaw? He's got a very loud voice.
He is northern, yes, we are very loud, but I don't know, it's not Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, whereabouts are you, Lauren?
I'm currently in Blackpool.
Right, where exactly?
This morning I am at Blackpool Zoo.
Could you maybe tell everybody your exact idea for the first guest on the new Radio 1 Breakfast Show?
Well, my idea, Greg, was to have our lions on as your first guest on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I mean, I think it's a radio first, if this happens.
I hope so, yes.
What are the lions going to do? Surely they're asleep, are they?
Just like most animals, they're not really awake at this time of the morning. And lions can sleep about 20 hours a day, so I'm hoping.
Oh, what an act. They're having a laugh, aren't they? Lions are having a laugh, aren't they?
I know. So I'm hoping they'll be awake before the end of your first breakfast show, but we'll have to wait and see, I think.
Okay. I don't know if this is allowed, but are you allowed to wake them up?
Well, I'm not going in there, I'm going to be honest.
No, I don't want you to go. please, Lauren, please. I actually insist you do not. God, that's not the press story we want from the first show. We don't want anything like that.
Wouldn't make you look very good, would it?
No, that would be a really bad start. Let's stay at arm's length, more than arm's length, a couple of arms. Like, just keep a fence between you and the lion. I'm panicking about
fine.
It. But
no problem.
Just stay away. But can you sort of do something? Have you got a foghorn that can wake up? Well, how do you wake a lion up?
Well, you don't really. They choose to wake up when they want to. But we do have a bit of food, so the bribery might help. But,
yeah, throw them some steak. That normally wakes me up.
We've got some. Well, it wakes me up as well. It'll. We'll give them some food and see what happens if people come over and say good morning to you.
Okay. Well, are you in position?
I am. Yes, I've got everything ready. They're not looking too impressed right now, but hopefully when they'll see what I have to offer, they might pop over.
All right. Well, let's play a song. You get in position. Get your ribeye, and we'll come back to you in a second. Okay.
Brilliant, okay.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
Okay, it's gonna happen. We'll try. A lion roaring at Blackpool Zoo to wake up the nation on the first breakfast show. Next, after years and years.
It's like thunder and lightning. You heard me without trying.
Lauren, I don't know if you know, but there were lots of betting companies that were betting on who my first guest on the breakfast show would be. I think with this, there's gonna be a lot of happy bookies, because nobody suggested a lion.
No, well, that's the thing, yeah. It could have been anyone, yes. A lion's a very good choice, I think.
Okay, so we cross now to Blackpool Zoo, and Lauren is... Whereabouts are you exactly now?
I'm still outside of the lion enclosure, and the lions are on the opposite end of the lion enclosure currently, but we're just getting the food ready for them and going to call them over. And
how many lions do you have there?
We have 2 male lions.
And you say that you can hear them every day. So do people must be like, oh my God, what the hell is that? So you can hear it from 5 miles around?
Yeah, so we've got a hospital on one side and we have a hotel on the other. And around the outside of Blackpool Zoo, we have like a country path so you can walk around with your dogs. And we do have people say that it feels like the lions are just behind them when they do this noise. So you can imagine walking their dog in the morning. they can get a bit worried, you know. So
pretty scary if you've just had an operation and you're on morphine and you walk out and there's a lion going off.
It's not just lion jury either, so yeah, you can imagine.
It's weird when you, if you live near a zoo, because I get the, when I get the bus back, the double decker, you can see above London Zoo, the enclosure, you can see the top of the giraffes' heads. And I always, if I'm tired, I think, I'm not okay. Are those actually there? So let's wake up some lions and then wake up the UK with some roaring.
Brilliant. Yes, let's do it. Right, so Wallace has kindly woken up for us and he's come over.
Wallace, is it?
Wallace, yes. So we're just going to go and give him some food. Now, he gets a little bit grouchy in the morning, so we'll probably hear him.
Yeah, he's a lion.
Make some noise. Yes,
not surprised.
Exactly. Here he is now. So we're going to give him some food now and see.
Oh my god! Are you? I'm imagining you're holding a steak on a litter pick.
Oh, is that... it's not a wooden steak. Yes.
It's
not
steak.
Hand-fed. Don't worry.
Dangling it through. Okay, well, in your own time, whenever Wallace is ready, give us a big old good morning.
I will try my best.
But in lion. Good morning, Wallace. Yes, yes, I like it medium rare as well. He's talking to a lion. Could he potentially kick off now?
Now is after he's eaten. Usually it's like playtime with his son, so, and then hopefully we'll get a nice wake up roar off him.
What is the noise like that we're waiting for?
It's just it's a very, if you think of the Lion King, right at the end we have roaring, by the way. We have roaring. You can probably hear it actually.
Yes, we have a roar!
Yeah, there we go. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, the nation is now awake, and thank God it worked. Okay, good. Lauren, thank you so much, and thanks for a great idea. The first guest on the brand new breakfast show is Wallace the Lion.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to help, and good luck for your breakfast show.
Thank you.
Amazing.
We're excited. Thank you so much. And actually, yeah, we can now officially update the Wikipedia page. That is the first guest. I'm sure someone have done it already.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
This is Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
1975, 7 o'clock on Radio 1. And this is Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. So, Wallace the Lion, coming up, we will have a display from the Red Arrows. I have Calvin Harris's phone number. Somebody, hopefully, will speak to Calvin between now and 10 o'clock. And at 10 past 7, we're going to do a quiz. Yeah, it's happening. 10 past 7, yesterday's quiz will happen. It'll be four friends over the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll hear each friend on a different day. And they go head to head. 10 past 7, we're going to meet this lot.
Hi, Greg. We're the Banana Guards from Essex.
Alice.
Katie.
Sorrel.
Julia.
So we all met at primary school and we've all been friends for years.
Once we were out in a club and Sorrel really embarrassed herself. It involved a celebrity and a pair of wellies.
Yeah. And today, playing yesterday's quiz, it's me, Sorrel.
There you go. Sorrel will be at 10 past 7. They sound wacky, don't they? Can't wait to chat to her. 10 past 7 for yesterday's quiz. Right now, though, just gone 7 o'clock, let's get some news. And it's Roisin Hasty.
The government takes control of a violent prison and Mourinho says Man United made basic mistakes at Brighton. Newsbeat. The Ministry of Justice has taken immediate control of Birmingham Prison from the private firm G4S. Inspectors found a number of problems, including inmates being too scared to leave their cells. Here's Newsbeat's Eleanor Roper. Your weather, cloudy with the odd shower across England and Wales, mainly dry though and brighter across Scotland. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 5 minutes past 7.
Oh, Roisin!
Hello.
Hello. An exciting day.
Isn't it?
You were the first person to speak.
I know, I was shaking like a leaf at that bit.
Yeah, I bet. I was in here, we were all just feeling really not okay.
No, not okay, hun.
Not okay, hun, at all. Anyway, what I think is definitely very mean is that there's a joke in your first news bulletin at 6:30 on the first Radio on Breakfast show. They put an actual joke in. Didn't even get the audio of the joke. They made you do it.
Did it go okay? I feel like I probably didn't deliver it as well as Adam Rowe did.
No, your delivery was incredible. But unfortunately, with the news music, it doesn't really, it doesn't really make much sense. But I'm going to try it. I'll try it again now. So do it again. I've got something that'll make it even better, I think.
Okay, here's the joke.
So what is it? This is the joke of the Edinburgh Fringe.
The funniest joke of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Working at the job centre has to be a tense job, knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come in the next day.
You just need a bit of that, I think, yeah. Coming up. Okay, Roisin back at 7:30. What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can pretend as long as I got you. I'll play James Hype and Kelly Lee, More Than Friends, also Juju Mon coming next. And let's have some Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Radio 1 Breakfast.
One Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Coming up.
Later this morning, one lucky listener might speak to Calvin Harris. If they can guess his phone number.
French Montana and Swae Lee, Unforgettable, 7:15. And it's Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. Hello, if you've just woken up, hope all is good. Where the hell have you been, by the way? I've been here 45 minutes. I'm not going to do this at the opening link again. Done all that. Listen again to it if you want to get the gist. But we're into it now, and I hope you are well. Panic at the Disco coming up. But first, we're going to do a quiz. This is called Yesterday's Quiz. Every day this week, we're speaking to a team that go by the name of the Banana Guards, who are batting it out to win yesterday's quiz. And the first person that we're going to do on the quiz today is Sorrel. Hi, Sorrel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Where are you?
In Colchester, in Essex.
Okay, and you are a midwife. You have an incredible job. Are you at work now?
No, I'm not at work now.
Okay, but is it night shift tonight?
Night shift tonight.
Okay, well, we salute you for having an actual, proper, amazing job. We would be lost without you. So tell me about your friends then. So we're going to speak to one of you every day this week. So you're first up, and who else have we got in your gang?
So we've got Katie, who's been my friend the longest. We've got Julia and Alice.
Okay, and then at the end of the week, whoever gets the lowest score on yesterday's quiz will have to do a forfeit. And is it something to do with these wellies that you talked about? What's the wellies thing we heard about just before 7?
So there was one time when my friend's husband asked me to wear his wellies to a nightclub for £50, which I did. And then during that evening, there was a celebrity guest who refused a picture with me due to the fact that I was wearing welly boots.
Oh, no.
And was completely disgusted, yeah.
We've got to ask who the celebrity guest is.
Fern McCann.
Oh man, Fern McCann, turn the wellies down.
I know.
Weird to suddenly like just go for that there and be like, no, I'll do anything, but just you got wellies on, it's putting me off.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
exactly.
do that. No, sorry.
Fair though. All right. Entirely gutted because I 50 quid up. So
right. So what is the forfeit then for the person who gets the lowest score this week?
So the person who gets the lowest score this week has to wear welly boots for the entire week.
And go to Fern McCann's house and knock on the door. Yeah.
Really?
No, sure. Okay, so here's what's going to happen on yesterday's quiz. It's all about things that happened yesterday, which probably makes a lot of sense. So were you awake and listening to the world and plugged into the world yesterday? Do you think you've got this?
Yep.
Okay, it's a good way of catching up on stuff if you missed it yesterday as well. So, shall we do it?
We can give it a good go.
Here's the first yesterday's quiz. Okay, you have 90 seconds to answer these questions, as many as possible.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's all about things that happened yesterday, so 90 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Question one, which singer announced his first single since breaking up with Cheryl Cole yesterday?
Liam Payne.
Correct. Question two. Defending champions Manchester City beat which team 6-1 in the Premier League yesterday?
6-1 Man United.
Incorrect. Huddersfield. Oh. What day was it yesterday?
Sunday.
Correct. Which singer banned her own songs from being played at her 60th birthday party?
Don't know.
Madonna! Next question. Ali Plum interviewed a cartoon bear who loves honey on Radio 1 yesterday. What's the name of that cartoon bear?
Paddington Bear.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh! Oh. Next question. Tom Felton reunited with his Harry Potter co-star Matthew Lewis yesterday, but which member of the Malfoy family did Tom play in Harry Potter?
Draco.
Yes, it was Draco. Which singer from Oasis was spotted having a Sunday roast at a local pub in Stoke yesterday?
Liam Gallagher.
Correct. Next question. Did I present a breakfast show yesterday?
No.
Correct. Next question. Which rapper of Super Bass and Starships tweeted she was not happy with her new album because it only reached number 2 in the Billboard charts yesterday?
Nicki Minaj.
Correct. A large amount of emus have been flocking to a small town in New South Wales looking for water due to it being really dry. But where is New South Wales?
Australia.
Correct. Next question. What was on BBC Two at 1:05 a.m. yesterday?
Oh, pass.
It was Countryfile. And finally, what time was it this time yesterday?
7:20.
Correct. Good. Very smart work. I imagine. Have you got your midwife clock on your watch?
No, I haven't actually. No,
you could have just like it's upside down, isn't it? You could have had a look at it. Yeah. Sorrel, you did really well. Well, actually, I don't know how well you did because we've only done this once, and that's with you. But you've set the bar. The bar is now at 7 correct answers in 90 seconds. So that's pretty good, I'd say. So that's your score. Tomorrow, we'll speak to your friend Alice, and we'll see how she gets on around about 7:15, and then we'll get the loser back on Thursday to give you the forfeit and everything like that. But Sorrel, thanks so much for being on the first breakfast show today.
Thank you. Bye.
And have a good night shift tonight. One. Okay, so Sorrel was on today's Yesterday's Quiz. Next up is Alice, who needs to pay attention to everything that happens today for tomorrow's Yesterday's Quiz. Her 24 hours starts now. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes.
One. Radio 1 Breakfast. With Greg James.
7:25. It's stressful being a quiz show host. Don't know how Bradley Walsh does it. Excited for tomorrow's Yesterday's Quiz, 7:15. Still to come, a display from the Red Arrows. No, really. We have Cowan Harris's phone number. I want somebody to speak to him.
One. Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
And we're getting so many texts and calls and stuff. It's incredible, and thank you. We've had to draft someone in to field all the calls. Comedian Joe Lycett is taking your calls. We'll talk about that in a minute.
So far this summer, we've brought you...
Yes, yes.
Biggest Weekend, Swansea.
Transmit.
Hideout Festival.
Ibiza.
How you feeling out there?
And more. Next up, we return to Reading Festival.
Reading, it's been a while since we've seen you.
We're live from the site with all the highlights this Friday morning from 10.
You ready?
Reading Festival. Coming at you live.
BBC Radio 1.
The one for summer.
I often tell myself that we could be more than just friends. I know you know what's it gonna be.
More than friends. James Hype and Kelly Lee on Radio 1 Breakfast. This is Greg James. Good morning to you. I'll play Benny Blanco and Khalid with Halsey next. As I have said, this show is all about you, and we are getting so many calls and texts and all sorts of stuff. Yes, well wishes, but also, if you listen to my last show, it's a safe place for people to confess things and be weird, and we celebrate that. And that is not going to change just because I'm on The Breakfast Show. I'm taking this very seriously. I've enlisted the help of my favourite comedian and one of the nation's most loved comedians, Joe Lycett. He is currently in the phone room at the moment. Joe, can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, Greg, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Greg?
Yes, I can hear you. It sounds like you've got one of those headsets like you would do if you're selling insurance or PPI.
Yes, well, I used to do something a little bit like that. I used to sell soffits and guttering.
Sure.
Would you like a gutter or a soffit?
Soffits and guttering sounds like a great name for your upcoming autobiography.
Welcome to the first breakfast show, Joe. It's an absolute treat to have you here.
What a treat to be on it. What an honour. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you having a nice time?
I'm having... Do you know what? It's even more fun than I thought it would be.
It's really good. You've got a lion as your first guest. What's wrong with you?
Lion as the first guest. Red Arrow's doing a display later. You're answering the phones.
Also, there's a big display outside the front of the BBC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Can we talk about it?
I don't know. Surely. Go on, what is it?
Do you know about it?
No, what's going on?
Oh, should I say? Oh, I can say. It says, "Don't blow it, Greg," in giant letters outside the front of the BBC.
Cheers. That's great. That's sent down from management. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I missed that. They were late, so they can shove off. Okay.
Oh, he's turned diva this quickly.
Oh.
Not even an hour in and he's a diva.
Do you know the Radio 1 phone number?
I do know the Radio 1 phone number.
Okay, go on. What is it?
03 7 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 and another 0.
Okay, well...
More informally known as 03 700 100 100.
Brilliant. If you'd like to call Radio 1 now, you could speak to Joe Lycett. He will take your stories about whatever's going on in your life, maybe something amazing happened over the weekend, or you just fancy a chat with someone, you're feeling a little lonely, then Joe Lycett is that man.
Yeah, I'm happy to do all of those things.
03 700 100 100. Joe, thank you for being here. We'll speak to you again very shortly.
Goodbye!
My favourite idiot.
When I was young, I fell in love with used to old hands, man. She used to meet me on the east side.
I like this. Benny Blanco. It's called East Side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
It's with Khalid and Halsey as well. Benny Blanco's a really interesting bloke.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city where the sun don't set.
Up until now, he's just been a sort of behind-the-scenes producer. And he's written for Ed Sheeran and Bieber and Maroon 5, Rihanna, Katy Perry. Like, he's written some enormous pop hits. And now... he's ready. He's stepped forward. It's his time. Benny Blanco, Khalid and Halsey. The track is called East Side. Just gone 7:30 on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. Johnny says, Greg, the Red Arrow's doing a display. A lion. Joe Lycett answering the phones. Fair play. Big fan already. Good. Johnny's on board. Thank you, mate. 7:30. Let's get some news with Roisin Hasty.
A violent prison's been taken over by the government and Paul Pogba's not happy with Man United's shock defeat. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 7:36.
Thank you. Coming up. Roisin back in 30 minutes. I will play Jackie Chan by Tiësto and Post Malone very shortly. Joe Lycett, give me a woohoo.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
I'm actually quite impressed that I can do that this time of the morning, particularly. Big old frog in the throat today.
It is 7:45 on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. And hello to you. Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. Before that, In My Feelings by Drake. Hello to Emma, who says, Gregory, I'd love listening to you at this time, but why does it have to be on so... popped to the shops with mad hair to have breakfast while I'm listening. Good, thank you. Kev from Carmarthen, thank you for your message. Also Sarah in London who says, hello, it's my birthday today, so I will never forget your first breakfast show. Happy first breakfast show to you. Well, happy birthday to you, Sarah in London. Robbie is in Bishopstone, and also we have Danny in Norwich as well. Thank you for your messages. So Joe Lycett has been invited in as one of my favourite people in the whole world. You are going to be in charge of the phones this morning. Oh, it's my first one! Oh, it's my first one! My first afternoon of the morning. What an idiot.
Anyway, that's old news now, brother.
Yeah.
It's morning time now.
4 p.m. who?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Joe has been invited in as one of my favourite people in the world, but also to field all your calls and your texts and everything. So
yes.
I've got some call centre hubbub. Do you want to, I'm just going to play it. It might be annoying. Hang on.
No, that, I feel at home with that.
Okay, great. So, right, give us what you've learned so far.
I've spoken to 4 people.
Okay, just for everyone listening, Joe is wearing a headset that wouldn't be out of place in an actual call centre, so that's why he sounds like he does.
Yes, I'm wearing an authentic headset. And you can ring me on 03 700 100 100. And these 4 people did. Ryan was my first caller. He's from Exeter. No, he's from Devon, but he's going to Exeter to do some construction. Mm-hmm. And he's done me a deal. So he sells equipment. And he said he could do a standard roller, normally about 12k, But he's going to do an offer for the show, a 7K. Would you like a roller for $7,000?
$7,000's too much.
Yeah, and he said that was second-hand. I might go back to him and say, Ryan, if you could call back in and do us a better offer.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not supposed to be not buying things. This is just like...
Well, this is what Ryan wanted to do.
Okay, fine. Right.
I feel like the breakfast show needs a roller. The breakfast show... I don't even know what a roller is.
No, me neither. I'm pretending I do.
I imagine it's cumbersome. Then I spoke to Nathaniel, who is a HGV driver. He'd just pulled over from the M6, the motorway number 6. It's a 44-ton HGV, and he said he was feeling a little bit lonely, so he just wanted a little chat, so I had a little chat with him. Yes. And he left a message for you. He said, big up, what's his name, Greg. That's what he said.
Well, cheers.
And he said, thank you for the lion, because he's a Leo.
Great, that's good. The radio listeners always keep you grounded, which is what I like.
Yes, Kate from Liverpool said, good luck, Greg. And then Jamie in Guildford said he's really enjoying the show, but he'd like you to have a huskier voice. How do you take that feedback?
Well, there's a voice change which I've got to work on.
Yep.
I mean, it will be husky, but I give it a couple of weeks when I'm really not into the sleep pattern, and it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I could get a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah, I think Jamie's going to really enjoy that. So that's who I've spoken to thus far, but I want to speak to more of you. 03700 100 100. Get in touch on the mobile telephone. If you're driving, be safe. Pull over. Let's not be dangerous. It's the first show of the week. Stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. Every butterfly I get belongs to you. You
don't believe me, but it's... Just wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Tiesto, Post Malone, that is Jackie Chan.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Approaching 5 to 8. Hello, Amy in Ashby de la Zouche. It says, I just had to pull over to text you that I woke up early to listen on my drive to my 12 and a half hour night shift. Thank you for being there. Well, thank you, Amy, for you being there. Also, Nick and Beth are listening to this first breakfast show. It's their first radio show as a married couple. Oh, lovely. Sweet. Congratulations to you. Well, if you have just woken up, I should give you a little rundown of what's going on in the world. You might have missed some of this stuff. So, you know Noah Snapp, the bloke from Stranger Things, Will from Stranger Things? Well, overnight, breaking news from overnight is that he got stuck in his hotel toilet, so had to ring down to maintenance to work out what to do next.
So... Hi, this might be a weird situation, but I'm stuck in this bathroom and the door is heavy and it doesn't open when I try to open it. What do you recommend?
We will keep you updated on that breaking news story. Elsewhere, Little Mix have celebrated their 7th year anniversary. They sang, you know, the song they did to get through on The X Factor on Vogue. They did a special version of it. And, you know, it's the summer of love and, you know, Love Island and everything, and people were sort of feeling like they were getting lucky, and in summer, things tend to happen. You ain't got nothing on flamingos. There's a crisis, everybody. This is a really big problem. I hope you're listening carefully. There's a flamingo baby boom in the UK and Spain thanks to the heatwave. Chester Zoo have reported 21 brand new chicks. It's hotting up in the zoo. Also, there's a trend for celebs trying to make things a thing. You know the Dele Alli challenge, for example, which is amazing if you can do it. Or well, Anne-Marie's tried to start a thing. I don't really know if this is going to catch on.
All right, I've got a new... What is it? A new challenge for everyone. It's called pen and paper. It goes like this. Pen and paper, 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 pen and paper. Ah!
I mean, it's... Yeah, fine. It's not great. I love Anne-Marie dearly, but... to be fair, it is better than the doctor from Love Island, Dr. Alex, who's trying for some reason to make this a thing.
Ahoy, ahoy,
ahoy. Ahoy, just on his Instagram story, he's just walking around London just doing the ahoy, with his friends looking at him like, what are you doing? A little bit of fame's gone to your head, mate.
Ahoy, ahoy,
ahoy. If you're going to make a thing, make sure the thing is good. For example, Ainsley Harriet saying, why hello, Jill.
Why hello, Jill.
Now, that is a proper thing.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All The Stars on Radio 1. Having a nice time. I hope you got to. Okay, more from Joe Lycett coming up. He is, if I look across the way, he is sat in the Radio 1 phone booth taking your calls. We'll speak to him very shortly. Plus, I have Calvin Harris's phone number. I'd love to get someone to speak to Calvin Harris before the end of the show today. The Red Arrows are doing a display. We've already had a lion on the programme. A lot going on. But right now, let's get some news. Roisin Hasty at 8 o'clock.
The government takes control of a violent prison and Mourinho says Man United made basic mistakes at Brighton.
Newsbeat.
Some rain across England and Wales, mostly dry and brighter, though, across Scotland. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past eight.
Yes!
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Thank you, Roisin. I knew it. I knew the nerds would be on. Gabriel's just sent me a tweet. He says, Greg, they have changed the Wikipedia. It says, Roisin Hasty will be reading the news and sport. The first track was Levels by Avicii, selected by listener Ben. The first guest on the show was Wallace, a lion that works at Blackpool Zoo. I don't technically works at the zoo, but fine. A technicality. Anyway, good morning if you've just woken up. You've missed a hell of a lot already, but there's plenty still to come.
One. Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. Coming up.
Music-wise, Arctic Monkeys. Yes, that'll be good.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
Always a pleasure. Nice bit of old Arctic Monkeys. That is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, 8:15 on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. Before it, I had Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. And before that, it was Cheat Codes, wasn't it? Little Mix, Only You.
One. Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
And welcome. Hi, Dan, who's listening to the very first breakfast show with me from a Bulgarian village. Dan, that is dedication. Thank you. I appreciate it. We've got Avril in Norfolk, who has a day in the office completely to herself, so has got in early and shoved the radio on. Well, thank you very much. Daniel in Belfast is also starting a new job today. He says, you're doing well so far, Greg. I start a new job today too. You started better than I have, as I've arrived an hour and a half early. I'm sat in the car park like an idiot, but at least I can listen to you. Okay. Every cloud. Thanks, Daniel in Belfast. All right, here comes a new thing. New thing. It's called Unpopular Opinion. And I want to create a safe space for you to get some things off your chest. I don't know how this is going to go. I'll level with you. But it's those things that maybe you say in your friendship group that completely split the room. People are like, whoa, what do you mean? What? So let's give Unpopular Opinions a go. Of course, it has a theme tune, and of course, I sing it live. Come and give us your unpopular opinions, something up till now that you've been scared to say. Five people ready to go, five unpopular opinions. We start with John.
Friends is one of the least funny TV shows ever made.
Oh my God, John, we can't start with Friends. He started strong. Come and give us your unpopular opinion, something up till now that you've been scared to say. John hates the TV show Friends. Next, it's Rabia.
What is the point of the Mamma Mia film?
I'm with you, Rabia. I love you, Rabia. Come and give us your unpopular opinion, something up till now that you've been scared to say. John hates Friends. Rabia hates the film Mamma Mia. And now, Thomas!
Custard creams are better than Oreos, but Oreos have better marketing.
So precise! So wonderful. Come and give us your unpopular opinion, something up till now that you've been scared to say. John hates Friends. Rabia hates Mamma Mia. Thomas thinks Oreos are overrated. And now, Will!
Sausages should not be eaten after 1 p.m.
What? Hang on, I can't get my head around it. After, okay, fine. Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up till now you've been scared to say. So sausages after, what? Yeah, okay. Victoria next.
I don't like dogs at all.
Oh, Victoria. Victoria! This is supposed to be just a bit of fun on the radio. You've made it all serious. What do you mean you don't like dogs?
I just don't like dogs. I really don't get the hype about them.
The hype? They're not like a... They've not been done by some sort of branding expert. It's not like a new flavour of Coke.
Everyone always is shocked. You always have to justify yourself if you don't like...
We're just doing a bit of fun on the first breakfast show. We're just trying to have a laugh, and you've taken it to there. What's wrong? I think we can't continue. I'm sorry.
One. BBC Radio One.
Ring Ring, Jax Jones, Mabel and Rich the Kid on Radio One. Dottie from the One Extra Breakfast Show is here.
Greg!
People might not realise that all the Radio One, One Extra and the Asian Network all do the breakfast show, all the shows right next door to each other.
Yes.
And it's so nice to see you.
We're finally proper neighbours.
Finally. So we've done TV together and stuff, but now we're actual, like, we can be here. I see you every day.
I can just stare at you through glass panels.
Now, I wanted to get you in quickly. I know you're doing a show next door, but
yes.
I thought that you'd be amazing at Unpopular Opinions.
I did. I have been snooping. I have been switching over. What people don't realise is there's a little button where you can just switch what you're listening to. I've been listening to Radio 1 today, not my own show.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up till now that you've been scared to say. Now, the thing is with you is that you are not scared to say anything.
I'm not.
But that is why I think you'll be amazing at Unpopular Opinion. So I pretend you're like another caller. Here we go. And now, Dottie.
Beyonce cannot dress to save her life.
Come and give us your popular opinion. Something up so now you've been scared to say. So Beyonce can't dress.
She can't. She's so talented in other areas, but her fashion is a big... awful!
I'm not hugely aware of that sort of thing. Explain what you mean.
People consider Beyonce a style icon.
Yeah.
Because, of course, when she's got stylists and she does her multiple costume changes during her show, she looks phenomenal. Beyonce in her spare time, like her free time where she's had to figure out what she's wearing herself that day, awful. She looks like she's got dressed in the dark, like most of the time.
But is it because she's so rich and so famous that no one around her is going to be like...
Those boots don't go with those trousers.
You look a mess.
Yeah. But she does.
You're sacked.
The yes men around her are saying, oh, you look great. But you can't wear a floral boot with a sparkly pant. But if you're Beyonce, apparently you can.
All right, give us another one.
Okay. Do I not hit the music?
All right. Come and give us your popular opinion. Something till now that you've not been scared to say, but you're going to say it on Radio 1. My first breakfast show.
Babies are not cute.
And what? Yeah, I agree with you. Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something else that you've been scared to say. Also, I put in that bracket, no one cares about your baby, no one cares about your holiday.
Nobody cares, mate. But we pretend we do.
Babies in the office is not for me.
I've never seen a cute baby. Not under a week old.
Not even your own?
No, he's one of the worst, I think. That first week, don't take pictures of your baby. Because he just doesn't look right yet. Hasn't grown into its face yet.
My brother-in-law, when my niece was born, was panicking because he went, why is it grey? He went, why is it grey? Why, it looks like an alien with a cone head.
Yeah. Babies aren't cute.
And now my niece has grown into a lovely young lady.
Conehead? Gone?
Horrible conehead, though. Anyway, nice to see you.
Bye!
Come and give us a... Oh, number six. One.
This is BBC Radio. Radio One.
Brilliant to hear this. Be the One. Dua Lipa! It is Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. 26 minutes past 8, Monday morning. Hope you're all good. Joe Lycett is... Well, he's not. He was in the Radio 1 phone booth. He's now joining me in the studio. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Greg.
It's lovely to have you on the first show today.
It's lovely to be on the first show. Are you enjoying it? You're smashing it, mate.
Thanks. It is even more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I'm having a really nice time.
You won't think that. I reckon maybe in 3 weeks on the Tuesday,
to be
when the alarm goes, you'll think, nah.
Well, I wanted to invite you in today because, you know, I love you anyway.
Love you too, brother.
And I wanted to get you to field all the phone calls today because the phones have been ringing off today.
There's been all sorts of calls coming through. We've had Samantha from Leamington Spa. She said you're doing a great job. She works at Jaguar Land Rover, and I asked her if she could give us a lift home, and she said no because she couldn't get here from Leamington Spa.
Sure. So
thanks for nothing, Samantha. Jude in Scotland, near Glasgow, she is. She usually drove home with you, and now she's going to drive to work with you.
Good.
And she said that I should be a regular star and paid top dollar, which I agree with.
Okay, well, yeah, I'd love to get you back on. It seems to have gone well so far.
Top dollar, though, is what she requested.
I mean,
Jude is now my agent.
All right, sure.
Yes, we've had some really good calls. Also, a guy called Stephen.
Oh, yes, I've got a bit of Stephen here. So this is what you were like in your call centre just a few moments ago.
03 700 100 100.
Hello, Joe. It's Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
I'd like to give you some advice, Joe.
Yes, Stevie. I'm all ears.
Or, as the kids like to call it, a life hack.
A life hack. I'm into it. I want to hear this life hack, Stevie P.
Okay. My life hack is never carry cats in a car unless they're in a cat basket.
And that was the end of Stevie.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. He had to take his cats to the vet and he put them in the car. He said he got up to about 60 on a dual carriageway and they just went insane. He said they were on the dashboard. He said he didn't get them to the vet. He had to pull over and he drove back home and made a box out of cardboard box with holes in it to get them to the vet. Top tip.
Great.
Hey,
life
it's
hack.
Fun and it's also educational, this show.
Absolutely. What else you got?
Also, a girl called Ruby had a bit of feedback. She said she's loving the show. She called from Cambridge. I started the phone call with Ruby. Hello. And she said, oh yeah, I never get that. So then I went, I'm going to do it again. And I did it about three times. But she, her feedback was that she's not sure that the red arrows will translate to radio.
Right, okay. So here's the thing. This all started probably at the end of my last show. We talked about, it was when the RAF were doing the 100-year celebration and the Red Arrows flew over London. I was like, that is how you mark an occasion.
Yes.
So I thought, we're going to mark an occasion today. Let's get the Red Arrows to do a display. I got in touch with them. In fact, they got in touch with me. Red 5 got in touch with me and was like, hiya, just parking up. I'll speak to you in a minute. He was parking up in Lincoln, whatever it was. Anyway, so I have...
You don't park up, do you?
Well, he'd said, that's what he said. I have booked the Red Arrows genuinely to do a display before the end of today's show.
Where?
Problem is...
Oh.
And I want you to commentate on it. Are you okay to do that?
Yes, yeah. I'm happy to...